On Christmas Eve in Germany, Christmas Man comes around. He looks and acts a lot like Santa Claus, a connection that's reinforced by commercial images from the United States. NPR's Emily Harris reports now that some Germans want to get rid of Christmas Man and promote the traditional gift giver, St. Nicholas.
One of the busiest Christmas men, or Weihnachtsmann, in Berlin these days wears black leather pants that lace up the sides and a big silver ring. He's tall and skinny, and his real name is Jürg Schepfel. He runs a student agency that each year sends 400 guys dressed in white beards and red suits to kids in 5,000 homes. Schepfel first played Weihnachtsmann as an alternative to going home and arguing with his dad during the holidays, and he loved it.
The first time I dressed up as Father Christmas, I went on the street at 1 o'clock in the afternoon and everybody looked at me and I was Father Christmas. And I felt like, wow, that's cool to be once in a year time somebody else. And I like the idea of being part of a tradition.
But there are a lot of Christmas traditions in Germany. On December 6th, St. Nicholas visits good children and leaves gifts in their shoes. And some people think the ideas Nicholas represents are being forgotten with the rise of the Weihnachtsmann. Jesuit teacher Eckhart Bieger says fat men in red suits represent nothing.
Christmas and the time before Christmas, you should buy presents. That's not false. But the idea of Christmas is not transported with these red-dressed men.
Over a few days this month, Father Biegler sold a couple thousand anti-Weihnachtsmann stickers. They have a red circle around his jolly face and a red line right through it. Germany's Weihnachtsmann looks, sounds, and acts a lot like America's Santa Claus. Santa Claus is, of course, derived from St. Nicholas, but Father Biegler calls Weihnachtsmann just a costume that's lost any past ties to the saint. He'd like to see a person dressed as Nicholas telling stories of the saint to kids at malls. For example, how in the 4th century Nicholas got corn for the hungry people of Myra, where he was bishop.
One year there was no corn in Myra, and he convinced a captain of a ship to give some corn to the people of Myra. This means for today there must be a social justice. Each one has to get corn, and not only the rich one in the capitals.
While many Germans tell their children that the red-suited Weihnachtsmann brings presents, others say it's the Christ Child. In neighboring Austria, the Pro-Christ Child Association also campaigns against Weihnachtsmann. But anti-Santa campaigns might be a losing battle in Europe. A huge blow-up Weihnachtsmann sits on top of a building in the middle of a traditional German Christmas market near Berlin. People drink mulled wine here and buy gifts. Some peddlers are dressed as Santa Claus lookalikes, but St. Nicholas is nowhere to be seen. Emily Harris, NPR News, Berlin.